WeMakeTheFunny.com presents Let's Chat Comedy.
Hosted by K.L. Thomas.
Welcome back to Let's Chat Comedy. This week we're chatting up with A to Z, Artie Brennan, and Zen Coley. Artie is an Irish-American, Zen's an African-American. Their comedy's black and white, but the world isn't. They focus on race, politics, marriage, pretty much everything that no one wants to talk about or right now the way politics are, they're talking about it, but not really talking about it. So let's dive more into the A to the Z.
Yeah. So what we do in the sketches is it's things that where people think that things that they think they know are correct, but when you actually look at what it is, there's more to it. So it's like we try to sometimes show a little bit silly stuff, but then underneath it, there's actually like a little bit of a message, if you will. Right?
Yeah. It's always, underlining is always based in some kind of truth or historical fact. That's where we kind of dive into something. Like, we'll find something that'll inspire us to write something that's, it might not even be funny at first, but we try to weave it as funny as possible. Yeah.
We've done stuff that works.
Of course, who doesn't have stuff that doesn't work? Well, I'm trying to think of something that's specific. Like, we wove, I can't think right now.
I'll give you an example. Yeah, like, so we have a sketch about selling guns. And the whole thing, when we did it live, when we explained it to the audience, is that that everyone you think would agree that we need stronger gun laws, whether you are for guns or against guns, whatever, you know.
NRA.
Whether you're NRA or if you're from Queens and you didn't grow up with guns and you're like, I don't get this. Everybody should understand that there should be a better vetting process. So the problem is that the people who use guns for murder and why people have these problems, they don't actually abide by the law. So we made a sketch where I play this guy from Bensonhurst who is selling guns to Zen, who is like a blood or a crip. And
From Staten Island.
And we...
No offense to Staten Island.
Shithole. And we did... his views are solely his and not mine.
Let's leave Strong Island out of this.
Wu-Tang.
So we do it like that. Obviously, this is an illegal gun sale, but every time he tries to purchase a gun, I explain the law and I can't sell it to him because that's what people actually think would happen.
So Artie looked up the laws and how to say it, which was great. So we weaved that in. We wove it in there. Like, you know, all the bylaws and the actual laws.
Yeah.
And so again, that's like how we do it, you know.
Now with this sketch, because you guys are a duo of two, that's why you're A to Z. You do have some video online. Was this particular one strictly live?
It was the way we did our show, or we do our show, is kind of like modeled after Chappelle, where
inspired,
yes.
Better word.
Where we film the sketches and we try to make them as like cinematic as possible. And then we'll explain what I just said about the law and set it up and then show the audience the sketch.
Yeah. Sort of like we let the audience in on the genesis of the joke or of the sketch, you know? So they kind of get it. I don't know if that's actually cheating, but I mean that's just the way.
We explain it and then say like, "Oh, and what if they did pay attention to the law?" And then it's okay. And here's the sketch: is what if they did?
What's cool about you guys is that you're not belittling your audience by doing that. You're just everyone knows there's gun laws, but not all of us will be buying guns or into that world, and some of us are. But the ones who don't know, maybe we don't know those details, and so. What makes that funny is the fact that it's all true, what they say.
Yeah.
Truth, you know, use truth in comedy, it's the funniest. So, Zen, your reaction to the actual law that Artie weaved in, was that improvised or was that a little bit written?
That was a little bit written. I mean, definitely written. We're both trained actors. So, I mean, If it wasn't written, it'd come up on the spot anyway. But yeah, that's where that comes from, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to dive even more into the A to the Z, your YouTubes online, and about how, you know, you just said you guys did a gun scene where Zen, who's African-American, is playing a gangster, but that's not always true because you guys have another scene, like an odd couple, and Zen is like a nerdy, preppy, suburban guy, and you're a little hood white smoke pothead rat, hood rat. What I do notice with that and a couple other videos, you guys have a very, like, you guys don't mind switching the roles around because it really doesn't matter in your guys' world, but you do also like to bring it to people's attention, the stupidity of it.
Yeah.
And also, you have this old TV sitcom style to a lot of things you do, like laugh tracks, the way you cut and edit, which I know you work with Chris from Grape Duchess of York, who used to do that with them, and now his career is exploding, that asshole. So, like, I know, right? Ugh, he's not here because he's too busy. So, anyways, but just the laugh tracks, the cut twos, the pauses, and the Odd Couple is the perfect video to see that you can see on YouTube. Is that from childhood, from the both of you? I know you have different backgrounds, but where does that come from?
Yeah, I think like when that sketch was specifically meant to be an old sitcom so that we could, so it was purposely obviously that we played the opposite roles that people would here's an example. We showed that on stage, and our setup is that we're talking about racism and the way that people see particular people. And, you know, you said about me drinking too much whiskey.
Because you're Irish.
Because I'm Irish. And
that's,
I said, that one's true.
True.
But
not
then, so.
I worry about you.
Yeah, man. You drink it with me, so. I usually just drink beer. You're the one who orders the whiskey. You're the one who likes the whiskey.
I still got the Wolverine.
But Zen won't crack. You will.
Yeah. I still got the Wolverine.
It's all about
jeans.
Lotion.
I still got the Wolverine jeans, dude. So, but no, I mean, but also we also met. I love touching your hand, passing the mic. We also met with Grape Duchess, and that definitely showed us and inspired us to do some things. Shout out to Dan, shout out to Chris, shout out to everybody that we used to run with.
Yeah.
We still run into people like Jessica Ritaco, super talented. But again, we definitely throw our old school, not even old school friends, but just our friends in the mix.
Yeah,
it's not like just two of us bullshitting and doing dumb shit. Sometimes we need other people.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely pull from our pit community. Already knows a hell of a damn people, hell of a damn. Didn't make any sense. He knows a bunch of people, so.
Hell of a
damn's
a good guy.
Hell of a damn. I'll make that popular. Hell of a damn. So, but no, seriously, it's fun. I mean, and it's good because we don't step on each other's toes, really, when we're writing at all. Yeah. Artie does most of the lead work. And we're always like, we need to throw a better joke in there, and we do. We're never like, no, this is, I wrote it perfectly. There's no such thing as notes here, Artie.
Yeah.
So that's really good, you know. So it works for us.
Yeah, especially when we were shooting that one in particular, there was a lot of improvised jokes where we're like, okay, we're in the situation of reversed roles of what people think about each other. And this is what's written. Here's what it is. And we're like, somebody would say something and it would just, everybody would laugh in the room. It's like, that's it. Put that in, you know, or do that a couple different times. And that's how we worked on most of the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it's really good because when we're to get meet with, for some, you know, you understand, Kale, when you're with somebody, the juices just fucking flow. And when it's me and Artie, they just flow out. Like we had like four good ideas watching the movie today. And it was just crazy. So, I mean, that's just, but we get each other and it fits. And sometimes when you're working with a big group or you're working with someone, sometimes it just doesn't fit.
That's true. So you guys, just so for people who are listening who don't know, Grape Duchess of York was a online video sketch where they had seasons and they also started doing live shows. And that's how I met I knew you for a long time, Artie. That's how I met the awesome Zen. See, Artie knows everyone. If you don't know Artie, you're nobody. So he knows a hell of a lot of people. But Grape Duchess York did a lot of video, and they started doing live shows, and then they also started interacting with the 3D of doing video and live. And that's how you two have met. And you're right, Zen. Sometimes when you meet someone, the chemistry just clicks and the comedy just flows out of you. But with the sketch we were talking about, the Odd Couple trailer, what is it's what's the name of the title of the sketch actually?
Irregular Roommates.
Thank you. I want to put that out there so people can find that on YouTube, A to Z, Irregular Roommates. Yeah, yeah. So, why? What did I say? I always mess up. Everyone who listens to the show knows I'm always mispronouncing things. It's YouTube? Okay. So, but that was on the nose with the style that you guys do with old sitcoms. It was like on purpose. But also when I'm watching like The Cookie Cell, that's a little bit, there's still that old style of us growing up watching like Family Matters and a little touch of Dave Chappelle in there, kind of action. Yeah. Was that a throwback? Because he did dress as a cookie, by the way, doing flyers at Washington Square Park, or that was maybe a subconscious thing. Did you guys know about that?
I did not know about that. Did you know about that? That's, yeah.
Parallel thinking. We've never seen that sketch where he puts on a cookie.
No, he didn't make a sketch. He talked about how he has dressed as a cookie once to just throw to just make money because he was doing comedy.
And he actually
I don't know if he dressed as a cookie at Washington Square Park, but he did go to Washington Square Park for free to do his comedy when he was like really young. What the hell? I'm the host. Why do I know this history and y'all don't?
You're smarter than us. That's why, KL. That's why we still come to the source. We come to you. No, seriously. Oh, seriously, but
that was real too.
That's awesome.
We were actually trying to sell cookies.
Yeah. It's weird because we kind of don't like that sketch. One of ours like,
Yeah, that's is exactly what it was.
It could have been better.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I do when I was watching all your videos. Besides knowing you two for as long as I have, and you know, just because you know someone and done comedy with them, when you do something new, like you two are doing this new comedy couple, A to the Z, I hadn't really seen it yet. I only saw the riff you did with the whole Pepsi commercial like everyone else, you know? So I was like, you know, let me watch all these other videos. And I saw The Cookie Cell, and it was interesting because it wasn't like I'm dying laughing, but you guys touched on a lot of things that are going on right now politically, with the whole Black Lives Matter, the fact you guys are in a black and white cookie and you're on the black side of the cookie, Artie, and you're a white Irish guy, and then Zen's on the white part of the cookie. But also, like, what I liked about it wasn't the typical all black people support Black Lives Matter. There was a lot more in there, and it seemed like you guys were just throwing out what you wanted to say.
Thank you. You got it. That's exactly what we wanted. But
I like the sketch now.
Exactly. She pitched the sketch perfectly. We should have KL up there like, all right, we don't like this one. KL, come out. Come out and pitch this to the audience and tell them to like it. But no, we exactly what me and Artie wanted. We wanted exactly that. And I liked how you picked up on that because he was on the black side. I was on the white side. That was very purposely and specific. And it's actually funny now that you said it. I love it now. Go ahead.
Well, you also like ended it with like an Asian fortune cookie girl, and then she gets pushed over by a white Girl Scout girl. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on in that, and it wasn't that long. It was what, like 2 minutes or something or less?
Yeah, probably it's probably under 3 minutes, I think. Yeah.
And it felt like you guys were just had a lot to say, and you just shoved it in that 2 minutes. And there's a lot of funny moments there, but you guys had so much to say. But what I do like is that you didn't, I mean, maybe not your favorite sketch right now because comedy-wise, there was a lot more you could have finessed it more. But the fact that you put it out there, and you guys seem to do that a lot, is that just from all the years of performing in New York that you just like sometimes you just throw it out there and see what happens?
Yeah, I would definitely say that's what it is. And we actually had that in our live show. And was it Sketchfest at the Pit that our moms came to? Our mothers were there, and afterwards, they both liked that sketch, and they were both like, "We get what you guys were doing." When we were like, "Our moms are gonna watch this one."
Yeah, his mom was there, my aunt was there, my mother was there. It was cool. It was a cool day. And they loved it. They absolutely loved it. And that was like the first time my mom's ever seen me do like sketch comedy. I think I showed her like a few things, but actually, she saw me do some stand-up once, and because I always try to roast my mom. I always got these great mom jokes before Mother's Day. I did it in, I told you I did it in Harlem, and it was terrible. It didn't go well at all. It was horrible, son.
Because she's the boss.
Exactly, and she is the boss. Literally, still is the boss. But it's funny, like she's like, oh, people were paying attention. I said, yeah, they were. That's all about, yeah, so.
Yeah, so A to Z, you can find your stuff on YouTube. You also have a Facebook page, which I liked. I think you guys have a lot going on there, and you guys need to do more, man. I mean, I see you guys have been hitting up the scene a little bit. You did Sketch Fest last year at The Pit, mm-hmm. which is a sketch comedy festival that happens once a year in October, I believe it is. But there are so many more places and avenues. With everything that's going on with Trump as president and then, like, the way the parties are kind of like, I don't know, it feels like a gladiator battle between politics right now. You guys are touching on a lot of things that people are talking about, but like surface talking and not really diving into the problem.
Well, I think that really is part of like kind of the idea of what we were doing is now surfaced because of that, where you have people just like the two sides of people, extremes. It's like Occupy Democrat and Breitbart. And because that's somebody's particular view, it doesn't matter. They don't care that it's real or not. They will like share that on Facebook on either side and just say, look, I told you. Where it's kind of part of what our whole thing was about the stuff people don't want to talk about and how people just think the world is black or it's white. It's right or it's wrong. Where it's like, no, it's not. There's a gray area, which is a mix of both, and that's reality. So it's like we try to do that, but at the same time, it's like you want to make it funny too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we try not to
get too political.
Exactly, we try not to get too political because I wouldn't say it's just too easy, but sometimes you know what you're looking at when you're looking at political comedy. Yeah. But we like to do, social climate kind of stuff. You know, that's what's happening because everyone's talking about it. Right, so let's write something about it and let's do it. Or yeah. Someone saw something, like this video, like the fucking Pepsi
thing,
the Pepsi thing with that woman, Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jenner,
do you know this shit was on for like, their show has been on for like 13 fucking seasons?
Really?
Yeah. I got in a fight with my ex-girlfriend about that shit because I didn't believe her.
I didn't know it was on that long. Well, you know, we are obsessed with fame and celebrity, and they're saying it's more potent now with social media, but really, if you look back in history, it's not. It's just a new avenue of how we praise our celebrities.
Absolutely. I mean, all these medias, all this video, all this content, all this information that's coming at us every fucking second of the day is a lot, and I don't think we've ever had this kind of... this is history right here. We've never dealt with this as human beings, like all this freaking information. But again, we're just trying to make it funny.
Yeah.
I just thought of a new sketch.
I think like Zim was just saying that it's not trying to tell you how to think, because it's like, hey, you know what? There are points from either side that could be correct. We're trying to show you here's the reality of it, and just make it like, you know what? It's silly like everything else. And you can make it kind of funny instead of a lot of things now are just like, it's not even comedy. A lot of stuff that's out there. It's just, I'm going to tell you how you should think.
There was a great comedian. The name escaped me. He was on CNN. He goes, comedy isn't really that funny right now because it's just too easy the way politics are to make fun of it. And you guys are doing exactly what you promote on your website, A to Z. Nothing. The world isn't black and white. We're living in the gray. We're making fun of the gray. Because that's where it's murky, and that's where the comedy comes from. And to be honest, it's easier to take blows when it's funny.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't know who said that, but politics right now is hilarious, unfortunately.
Crazy.
Exactly. So I don't, kind of like, I mean, we could say that, but that's easy. Everyone's doing it, really. Everyone's doing it. But again, and back to what we were saying before about, like, putting it out there and, like, waiting for the feedback. That's... It's a little more braver because we've learned that kind of style. We're like, fuck it. Let's just get it out there and see if it's funny. If it's not, it's not. If it is, then poof, we're doing a good job.
And what's great about you guys is that you're not taking someone... I'm not saying anything wrong about anybody doing comedy, political comedy right now and making these what we see everyday characters, like, you know, Trump, the administration, people against him. You guys are just taking issues that you kind of want to make fun of and you stay in the gray. Yeah. And that's actually harder. So I really enjoy it. I hope everyone listening can check you guys out. Artie's in. Where do they need to go to find the A to the Z?
The letter 2Z, blackandwhite.com. We just did a pilot, too, based on the live show we were doing. So we have a bunch of sketches that we're not going to drop online because we're submitted it to the New York Television Festival and a couple of other things, and we have it trying to get in front of some eyes now. But there's a trailer for it on the website. And if you go there, you can see some of the other the sketches that Kale was just talking about. And now that we're done with the pilot, we're going to jump in and start making some more stuff.
You guys do have a Facebook page. You guys have Instagram or Twitter. Let's abuse the social media. Let's tell people where to go to find the A number two, Z, black and white.
On Facebook.
Repeat it.
Yeah. A to Z, black and white, Facebook.
I'll let you boy.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. A to Z, it's the number, not spelling out two. A to Z, black and white. Enjoy the gray, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Let's Chat Comedy, presented by WeMakeTheFunny.com. You can follow WeMakeTheFunny.com on Twitter at WeMakeTheFunny. And check out the website, WeMakeTheFunny.com, and sign up for our Laugh Letter. That's right, it's the newsletter, but we call it the Laugh Letter. It's hilarious.